helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Time now for the Monday morning business news analysis with certified financial planner Brian Ford, who joins us now from RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Well, another week of mixed news, a little bad, a little good, no firm trend line. What is it, just the summer blahs?
Well, I think that has something to do with it. I mean, you do sort of hit the nail on the head that another low volume, which means not a lot of trading activity, summer week in the markets, which means that you're right, there was some good news in the area of corporate earnings announcements, also mergers, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, but some bad news when you look at global growth trends and also some manufacturing activity. So it was kind of a good news, bad news type of week. But it wasn't the type of week that left you sort of scratching your head, because we were only down less than 1% for the week, so it wasn't all that bad. I liken it, Wayne, here in the summer to running through sand. You know, as you're on the beach and you're trying to run through sand, it's not really easy. You do kind of get there, but it takes a lot of extra effort, and sometimes you take two steps forward and one step back.
No traction.
Yeah, no traction. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned some mergers and acquisitions to talk about.
Yeah, this has really been on the top of everyone's list lately. I thought it would be good to delve into this mergers and acquisitions story further. We've heard a lot recently of companies making bids to buy out other companies. For example, you may have heard that an Australian company, BHP Billiton, is trying to buy Potash of Canada. Intel is buying McAfee for software security. Dell is trying to buy a company called 3PAR. We now heard just this morning that Hewlett Packard is trumping Dell's offer for 3PAR by several dollars a share. What's going on here all of a sudden? Don't these companies know that we're in a weak economy? Well, yes and no. We've talked for years in this program how it's considered bullish when M&A activity goes up. Now, why is that? It's because it generally shows that companies are willing to put their own money to work. However, it's not always foolproof, Wayne, as a predictor of stock market growth. Back in mid-2007, right before the recession, companies went on an ill-timed, very large buying binge, and we know what happened there. But the present set of facts are relevant in deserving of further scrutiny for several reasons, and here they are, Wayne. Number one, the third quarter of this year, third quarter 2010, which we're in now, is on track to be the biggest quarter since third quarter 2008. That's a big sign of growing confidence out there among companies. The second thing is that these deals are mostly being done as all-cash offers, simply because companies have so much cash lying around and the cash yields so little. Also, many of these companies' stocks are too cheap to use when buying other companies. These M&A deals are also important, Wayne, because it reveals that organic growth, what we'll call raw demand, is still soft. So they know they have to go out and buy it somewhere else. And lastly, these large expenditures of cash show that more confidence in overseas markets, especially emerging markets. I saw where over 60% of the mergers and acquisition deals are being done outside North America. So M&A is very important and will continue to be a good story.
We have 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Within this first decade of the 21st century, we've had a huge bubble in high tech, mm-hmm. and then another bubble in real estate, both mm-hmm. both of which burst spectacularly.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in danger of another bubble in the future?
Well, I don't know. It's certainly a hot conversation right now, but there is talk about another investing bubble, as you say. And you're right. Normally we think of tech stocks, oil maybe, real estate. But there's a lot of debate as to whether or not we're seeing a bubble in, of all places, bonds, particularly government bonds. This has come to the forefront recently as bond prices have shot up and their yields inversely have gone down to levels almost where they were in the depths of the financial crisis. Also, officially, the Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks, those top 30 stocks, now yield more in dividend than does the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury bond, which is well below 3% now. That's kind of an interesting fact. This is not just a U.S. phenomenon, as Germany and England, among others, have seen very strong demand for government bonds as investors seek to avoid deflation. This is a really big issue, which has really good arguments on both sides, because it seems to us that a lot of individual investors may not understand really that it's quite possible to lose money in bonds, especially in bond mutual funds. We think it's worrisome because we know that well over 90% of all money that's currently going into mutual funds right now is in bonds. And I think there is a pervasive feel that if you just buy a bond, you'll be safe, but it is quite possible to lose money in bonds, and so we are concerned about this growing trend.
Hmm. Brian, have you been Googled lately?
I have.
It's hard to believe that Google has been around only 6 years. It's become so ubiquitous, so universal now in our daily lives.
It is amazing. I saw this last week, Wayne. It was the 6th anniversary of Google's IPO as a public company. You know, they're both a noun and a verb now. Just Google it.
Yeah.
Clearly one of the biggest companies in the world. We are watching their stock, which debuted below $100. It went over $700. Been quite a run, back below $500 now. But the company is clearly on the forefront of a lot of internet technology.
Right. Well, we got to go for this time, but I'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Bye, Wayne.
Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. It's 8:40.
This is